At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We're going to stick with the story of the day for now.
Yep.
And that is Shohei Ohtani's interpreter being fired for allegedly, I mean, now we're calling it an alleged theft of $4.5 million. But the story has been changing. It does seem fishy. And Rob, let me start by saying this. It is unfortunate for baseball. Now, I don't like the idea. I didn't like this kind of dual opening day scenario they're doing this year. You got the Dodgers and the Padres playing over in Seoul, Korea.
Right.
And it was a great game. The Dodgers had a 4-run eighth inning to come back and win the game, 5-2. Shohei had 2 hits. I mean, obviously the Dodgers are star-studded, and so are the Padres with Freddie Tatis Jr. Fernando Tatis Jr. But it's over, it's all obviously.
Right. Now it's off the field stuff now. Instead of the Dodgers starting off what some people are expecting to be a historic season, Ohtani in a Dodger uniform, Chris, 2 hits, like you say, they win.
Exciting. Yep.
They're playing in Asia, right? And this is the whole thing, like making baseball an international game. I hear you about the opening day because they play 2 games. Everybody's still playing spring training games.
Right.
And
it's just weird.
Next Thursday.
Is it weird? I mean, opening day is still going to be great because everybody else is playing.
Right. But it's
different. These are 2 of your marquee teams this year. And it just seems like, I think people, Rob, kind of still are in the feeling like, the season hasn't started yet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I agree with that.
But anyway, the bottom line is this is the huge story. So what are your thoughts? I mean, you're a longtime baseball writer. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's not what baseball would want it, Chris, like the storyline. Like, my God. Because now, Chris, every investigative unit in the sports media is on this, okay? Everyone, you know that.
Their salt. That's, they should be.
Right.
They got to be,
They got to be. And it might be even more. The New York Times could get involved, Chris. They got investigative reporters.
They should be looking into this. This is what you're supposed to be doing.
The LA Times. This is what journalism is all about. Like, you know what they always say, Chris? Follow the money. Follow the money. And yep. there's no way that that kind of money is you can't call it a massive theft when you have Shohei going into his account, sending money, Chris, memoing it as a loan, and then saying it's massive theft. Like, that, the story doesn't add up just
well,
from that.
Unless that dude would have access or got or hacked or something into his account, which
right.
is unlikely, but that's really the only way you could account for something like that.
Right. That would be the only way. And if that's the case, then I'm misspeaking. But it sounds like knowing that it was going somewhere that Ohtani would find out about. It's not like Chris, what was the owner's brother, Pat Croce's brother with the 76ers who was robbing NBA players? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember Croce. I knew him well.
Right. His brother was going, like, players would walk around, Chris, with a lot of cash in their pockets. He would go into the locker room during the game, go through their pockets, take out money because it's cash. I mean, like, the most ridiculous. And right. then they caught him because they have video. Like, true. Guys are like, no, I know how much money I had in my pocket, and I'm yep. missing, you know, $3,000. I know what I put in my pocket. Because he thought that they wouldn't know if you take $3,000 from everybody, Chris. They got so much money they wouldn't know, but they caught him. And my point is that you might be able to get by somebody because of the amount of money. Through somebody's account, sending it somewhere for somebody else and putting on it that it's a loan, you're going to get caught. So that doesn't make sense to me.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, this is, we'll see, but it could be a potential nightmare. I mean, Shohei, Rob, he is one of, who are the faces of the league? Shohei, Aaron Judge, Bryce Harper?
Mookie Betts.
I mean, I think those guys are more so than Mookie because just he's kind of a, he is a face, but, right. you know, he's kind of like, more quiet.
Yeah. I would say like some of the top four players, but the three guys you mentioned first, absolutely. Aaron Judge. And we already know Bryce Harper, who's lived up to his legend, Chris. You remember when he was hitting those YouTube home runs and everybody was looking at this guy's won a couple of MVPs. He hasn't won the World Series, but he's got the Phillies there once, and they were close last year. We thought they were going to go again. So,
So it's an unfortunate situation but for baseball.
Does it make it – I'm not going to say anybody's going to sour on him, but to me, on Ohtani – But it will now. You wonder if there's another shoe that's going to drop. Is it is he involved, Chris? Is there some gambling element here that all of a sudden derails what's supposed to be this I know I'm going way down the road here. But where there's smoke, there's fire, and when people start turning stones over and asking questions and following the money. This could claim somebody.
I mean, it seems bizarre that when you make the type of money he makes and has made, Rob, why in the world would he? Now, could he be, you know, could it be his family? But even when you got that type of money, you're generally taking care of close family, right? So, and I get it. Anybody can fall prey to gambling. You mentioned Bruno Mars, what owes $50 million, you said?
Right.
To a casino. So anybody can fall prey.
Rob G.
But it just seems
strange. Is that the MGM
strange.
Grand? Is that the MGM Grand?
Yeah, well, MGM casinos, because it's spread out over multiple casinos.
But is that what the story, am I right?
Yes,
am I
not that he makes $90 million a year at a residency for one of their resorts.
He makes $90
million
with the...
and he also has a partnership where he has several branded lounges and bars and restaurants in Vegas.
Chris,
but
he makes $90
because
million.
He owes them $50 million in gambling debts. So that's why he's able to get that much of a debt because it's all on credit. Which is what makes conspiracy theorists like myself believe that with this Ohtani situation, that the interpreter is just the fall guy. That he was the middleman making these bets for Ohtani because... Now, I'm not personally making...
No.
You know, speaking to
you said earlier the bets were on socks. So there's proof that no soccer bets.
According to ESPN, the bets were soccer, NFL, college football. But I'm again, I don't live in the underbelly of the sports betting world. Right. I don't have a bookie. But I have a hard time imagining that any bookie worth his salt who's actually making money doing this thing is giving out a $4.5 million credit to an interpreter.
Unless he thinks he's good for it. I'm with you. That is an enormous amount, Chris. I'm sure they're going to find out how much he actually makes. Do you think an interpreter makes more than $250,000?
Well, he might make more than that. He's in a different country.
According to the interpreter, he says that his annual salary with the Dodgers is in the several hundred thousand dollars per year.
Yeah, I could see him making more than $250,000.
Between $300,000 and $500,000 a year.
Okay, all right. I mean, I said $250,000. Okay,
Rob, what are the rules though about gambling as a player? Gambling on other sports, are they forbidden to do that? Baseball players, do we know?
No, they can gamble.
They can gamble on other sports, not baseball. But they can gamble on other sports.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if this is as simple as that, but if he's gambling on other sports, if it's not against the rules.
Well, here's the thing, Chris. The only reason why this isn't even a story is Rich Davis from Covino Rich mentioned this earlier today on his show, is that he lives in California. If they were making these bets in New York, no problem whatsoever. Shohei could go himself to DraftKings or FanDuel and be like, hey, I want to lay down 250 on Alabama this weekend. All right, no problem. But because sports gambling is illegal in California, that's why they had an illegal bookie making these bets. That's where it becomes an issue.
And that's where the bets were placed.
Exactly.
In California.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds more than plausible. Let's keep it real. I mean, but as long – it's not what you want that he's betting in California on these games. But, Rob, I do think as long as he's not betting on baseball –
No. And that would be the death sentence.
It's not nearly as – right.
That's the death sentence.
That's the thing.
And that
you
would
just
be,
don't
that would
want to find that he was betting on baseball. We know Michael Jordan gambled. You know, he was big into gambling and all that.
But so as Chris, long as he wasn't as betting you start on baseball. Digging, though, as you start digging, betting slips, you know, like that's what's
all right. They'll like find out.
If he did bet on baseball, Chris, they'll have a slip.
Yeah, they'll find out.
Rob G.
And I'm going to bet no pun intended, that – he didn't bet on baseball.
Yeah, Rob G.
Just a question for you guys before we open up to the callers. Like now we've gone through this story and how it keeps changing.
Right.
The road is weaving back and forth, but to me it comes down to one of two scenarios. Either number one, door number one, Ohtani had a middleman. His interpreter was laying down these bets on his behalf on soccer, football, NFL, whatever. That's number one. Number two. His interpreter really did have this gambling issue. He really was going into hock with this bookie. He asked Ohtani, who he claims to be a really good friend, hey, I'm in the hole. Can you loan me some money? He loans it to him, and he thinks it's fine until Ohtani's representatives, specifically his attorneys, realize this is a federal investigation and say, you know what? You can't be involved in this at all.
Say that,
we're gonna have you roll over on this guy because even though you didn't technically do anything wrong, the fact that you're in connection, we can't have it. So we got to make this guy look like a criminal.
No doubt.
Yeah, and they'll probably take care of him. You know,
right.
And that's why him being a massive theft came up. Right. But the only issue with that, if I'm a federal investigator, how did he steal your money? Like you wired this money. And you even put on the memo that it was a loan. Like that.
The guy, though, probably is in cahoots with it all.
In that scenario, yeah.
And he can say, I hacked it. Right. I had access. And, you know.
But again, it seems like it's just one of these two stories,
and Ohtani won't press charges.
Right.
Nah, you know, so he'll be okay. Yeah, that second scenario does sound very plausible. Rob, let me ask you this, because you do, obviously we do Shekel City, you gamble. When you got that type of money, what is the draw? Is it just the thrill? I mean, we know Floyd Mayweather bets on a lot of things.
You remember Michael Jordan. Charles Barkley bets big time. Phil Mickelson.
Iverson was in the casinos in Detroit.
In Detroit. That. He lived there, Chris. He had his apartment.
Didn't they ban him from?
but at first he was living there. He's living in one of the casinos.
When you got the money, it's just the thrill, right?
There's just the thrill of, Chris, of hitting it, of winning. Even in my case, when I get my little parlay for $50 and I win $350, you would say, what's the big deal? You got $300 in the bank. What do you care if you win three? Right. There's just a little something about being a part of the action. Chris, when I go to every sporting event, every single sporting event, I play the 50-50. You know where you get half of the pot from all the people at the ballpark? Right. It's just being a part of, I got a little action going tonight. Who knows? The Lions, when I used to go to Lions games and cover them, they would have a $100,000 pot, Chris, on a Sunday, and you take home 50. And just the lure of the idea that you could walk into a Lions game, be in there with 50,000 other people, and walk away with $50,000 one Sunday is the lure for me.
It's just the thrill. Yeah.
Yep.
Not the best stewardship, but hey.
No.
Of your money.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what? Forget this. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Tritus is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Let's go to the NBA. And last night, great night for Kevin Durant.
Yep.
He drops 22 points, which is actually low for him, but still 22 points.
But what did he need? Eight,
in
right?
a victory. He only needed eight. Yeah, to pass Shaquille O'Neal and obviously the legendary Shaquille O'Neal. And in a victory over Philadelphia, Kevin Durant became the eighth leading scorer of all time. And as we said last night, Rob, Durant is sixth on the all-time list of points per game, 27.3. LeBron is right behind him at 27.1. Of course, LeBron, the only player in NBA history to ever surpass 40,000 points, the all-time leading scorer. So you've got some interesting thoughts about Durant, though. You know, he's 35. He's still got some years to play, playing great this year, averaging 27.7 points a game. But, you know, we're entering the latter chapters, if you will, of his career, and you've got some interesting thoughts.
Yeah, I just think there's a story, a legacy. When you look at his career, and it's not just from, like, some cranky sports writers, Chris. You know, it's some fans, it's some former players, it's other players who look at when he went to Golden State. It's the, I call Kevin Durant the Masseau, the most sensitive of all time. He's the Masseau. And yes. Not the GOAT. And he is. You know, Chris, he responds to everybody. I get it. He grew up in that era of social media, and that's how people express themselves. But it comes off as if, he's sensitive if people say stuff about him. And I don't think he gets the credit. I think people know he's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But I do think that he's a tick under because of the other baggage, if you will. And when I talk about baggage, I'm talking about how his career played out. I still to this day, Chris, say...
Not talking about the burner accounts and
I'm just saying,
asking for trades and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, those things that go along with the injuries that he's had later in his career and then the wanting to be traded and moving around a lot. Like I always say, if Kevin Durant retires and they put... it's not the same way in baseball where you wear somebody's hat, the team you most are identified with.
Right.
I think Kevin Durant's been around so much that you take a look at him and you go, if I had to pick, I wouldn't pick the Warriors, even though he won two championships.
There's only two options.
OKC. Is it Seattle
or
OKC?
The Warriors or OKC.
Yeah, that's it.
Not Seattle.
No.
The Warriors or OKC.
Right.
I mean, you could pick the Warriors. That's where he won his championships. I get what you're saying. I mean, he was only there 4 years. Or what was it, 3 years?
Three.
Yeah, he was there three years.
Because he got, right.
Right. He got hurt the third. He was only there 3 years. I get it.
He won there.
If it's not the Warriors, it would have to be OKC.
Right. It can't be anybody else. But I'm just saying, like, a player of that ilk. And I know Shaq played for a lot of teams. But he won three with the Lakers, him and Kobe. And he has four. I mean, he had the one for Miami. But he's obviously a Laker for what they did, right? Kobe and Shaq together.
Yeah, that would
that's,
be
that's
when,
obvious.
You know, we remember Orlando. He was so great, right, even though they didn't win. But, yeah, it would be a Laker.
Yeah, it's a Laker. But I just think Kevin Durant, his resume's messy. Not from the playing standpoint, Chris, because he's a great player. He has all the things you talked about. Sixth all-time scoring average. That's nothing to sneeze about.
Right.
Eighth all-time. But if you want to nitpick about his legacy, you could nitpick. How many championships would he really have if he didn't go to Golden State? Maybe he doesn't win any.
Rob, it's very positive, and I'm not saying this for sure. He is a phenomenal player, probably a top 20 player of all time. Most people, I think, would say
15,
that.
15, 20, right?
Yeah, in that range. But it is very possible, and we don't know, so we don't need to spend too much time speculating on it. You're not crazy to say he he doesn't have a ring if he doesn't go to Golden State.
I think because
he's played a lot of years elsewhere with great talent.
Don't forget they had Harden,
gotten over the
Harden
hump.
And Westbrook. They were all together.
Right, and they were young. They're very young.
They went to the finals, and if LeBron didn't foul him in game two, who knows what would have happened. You remember that? It didn't get called.
Yeah, I mean, I think Miami still, they won in five.
No,
right?
But I'm just saying.
So they probably win that series.
They won game one, and then there was a foul at the end that didn't get called. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, he had some great teams in OKC, but just couldn't get over the hump. It's very possible, Rob, that had he not gone to Golden State, we talked about would they have won without him? It's just as, you know, good of a question. Would he have won without them? He may have ended up like a Charles Barkley or Karl Malone. All-time great players, but no rings. Rob, I think that Kevin Durant is celebrated as he should be. He's an all-time great player. But he's not on the LeBron, Michael Jordan level, Magic Johnson level. And there are some out there that might say, even though Kobe is viewed generally as a top 10 player of all time, I got him in my top 10. There are those that might try to argue Kevin Durant was better than Kobe. But I think, Rob, when I look at the list of top players kind of over Durant, they all had something else. Durant is a scorer. He's a shooter. He's not a great defender. He's a good defender. He's not a bad defender. He's not a great defender, not a great rebounder. Hasn't won a ton. Isn't incredibly charismatic off the court. Style of play is beautiful because he's such a, you know, he's a long, you know, 7-footer who's got a silky smooth jumper. So that's nice. But listen to these names. Michael Jordan, I won't even comment on Jordan and LeBron because they're in the GOAT conversation. Kareem in the GOAT conversation.
Right. Those three without question. Right.
Magic, I mean, Rob, Magic and Bird, we can throw them both in there. They saved the game. Magic was, heck, you could argue Magic had the best looking game ever. He wasn't as graceful and high-flying as Jordan and some others, but my gosh, youngins, go Google on YouTube Magic Johnson highlights.
No. Magic.
There has never been anybody. Rob, the difference between Magic Johnson and the next best passer in NBA history is the biggest gap between the top scorer and second, the top rebounder and second. That's my belief. I think Magic is far and away the best passer. It was like he had eyes in the back of his head.
Showtime and Magic and what he was able to do, Chris, with the passes and the no look. And the,
I could just remember
him, like, you know, taking the ball both sides, Chris, and then boom, like, you know, passing it.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. Too good.
Real no looks.
Right. Real ones. I know.
Real, like, he's looking the other way. He ain't kind of glimpsing the way he's going to throw it. None of that. I mean, phenomenal. So that Magic had that. Bird, Magic, we know, saved the game.
And they did save the league. People don't. NBA was down and out. And they showed up. And I'm telling you, you couldn't have picked two better guys. A white star in Boston and a showman in Los Angeles, right. Chris. For real.
You would think it
if it would have flipped. Right.
I'm not saying it wasn't. Would it have been the same?
Had it been flipped? I mean, like Magic in L.A. and Hollywood and Larry Bird in Boston of all places. Dude, it was a match made in heaven.
It was perfect, right? It was storybook. And look, we've seen storybook endings. LeBron in the 3-1 comeback. You know, we've seen situations where you say, I wouldn't have believed that if you wrote a story like that, right?
A Hollywood
script.
That's
Magic Bird, right. Kobe, whether you think he's better than Durant, most people do, but Kobe's an icon, and not because of the premature death, but, you know, God rest his soul, but, you know, like his style of play, right? He just captivated. He was like a facsimile of Jordan in a lot of ways. And so Durant doesn't have what Kobe has. Steph changed the game. He's small. He's like 6'2". You know, he changed the game. Bill Russell, I mean, 11 rings. Enough said. Shaq was Shaq, Rob. Great rapper, had platinum selling rap albums.
And Chris,
you know, he's just 7 feet tall. But, you know what I mean?
And during, he's
just,
and during his run, he was unstoppable. The only thing that stopped him was missed free throws, Chris. That's it.
No, it was. And what I'm saying, Rob, is that Dr. J, these guys, Dr. J, whether you think he was better than Durant, I do. But, Rob, his style, Dr. J was Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan. As far as the artistry, he wasn't quite as good as Jordan, but he's an all-time great. And, you know, he won 3 rings. I give him credit for the 2 in the ABA. We give the NBA guys credit for the ones they won when the half the best players in the world were in the ABA.
And the ABA was a good league.
It was as good.
We need to stop.
Rob, the last 3 years of the existence, they won 66% of the games against the NBA when they played exhibition games. It was a lot of them.
And it was just, the ABA was just financial. It had nothing to do with the players.
Right. Just
financial.
I mean, today's NBA looks a lot like the ABA looked.
With the three-pointer. The only thing the ABA.
They let brothers play like brothers want to play.
But I think the issue with the ABA, Chris, really, I'm going to be honest, why people don't take it seriously, is that red, white, and blue ball. Like the ball was, because it doesn't look like, you know what I mean?
I had one of those as a kid.
That was the ABA ball, right? It looks like a circus ball, Chris, like not a real game.
You see what I'm saying, though? These dudes, there was something off the court. It was something about their personality, something about their style of play. They're larger than life, charismatic personality. They all had charisma. And some would say, oh, Iverson gets more love. Nobody thinks Iverson's better than Durant, all right? But Iverson, Rob, was a cultural icon. I think Durant gets the love that he should get. I mean, I do think the way he won his championships, Rob, may rub some people the wrong way. You know, I never killed him for it, but it's true. He went to a team that had won a championship already, won 73 games, the most ever the next year, and came within one game of winning it again. That's not even to mention they beat his team. But you know what I mean? Like, they were one game away, and I think some people look at it like, I mean, whether you think they would have won it without him or not, I think people say any really good player that you added to them, they probably win it. Because they were so close anyway.
But he was a big part. There's no doubt about it.
He was beyond a big part. Right, he was the best player.
But I do think.
You know, it still was. They were really close without him. And I had already won one.
I think it. You know, when you have like a Clyde Frazier and great players who were kind of frowning on it, you know what I mean? I think that's where he kind of, you know, there's a little shine taken off of him. That's it. A little.
Yeah, I mean, do you think he gets. And we're about to go to the listeners, but do you think he gets, I mean, Dwayne Wade, he's better than Dwayne Wade, I think.
I think so,
he is arguable. I mean, some would argue because Dwayne, you know, did lead a team to a championship. He had Shaq, and Shaq was still 20-9 at that point. But, I mean, I think he gets the love. Wade's game was obviously more exciting. But, right, that level, Barkley, he's that level. I mean, he's one, so you put him ahead of Barkley and Karl Malone in rankings.
Yeah. But I still think, I don't think he gets the total love. I think he's under what his resume says, Chris. I think he's under what his resume says.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores,
putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You mentioned SEC. Auburn, not even the biggest upset.
No. That happened last night.
John Calipari, and we talked about it a little bit, but we didn't do it justice because it was
the game was ending, right, as we were going off.
They go down 80-76 to, as the three seed, all right, to 14th seeded Oakland.
And for
not
people
Oakland,
don't,
California, exactly. Not the Oakland Raiders.
Oakland County, Michigan, which is in Rochester, Michigan, a program that, Chris, most people couldn't tell you where it was.
They were, you know,
name.
They were Division II when you were writing in Detroit.
Exactly.
I mean, Rob, and the thing that, and we got a lot to say about this, but I'm going to say this. The thing that I got to point out, and I covered Calipari when he was the Nets head coach.
So he was the coach when you were there, huh?
Years. Yeah, he got fired. That was the year they traded for Stephon Marbury. And late in that season, Calipari got fired. I think it was his third year with
the
Nets.
So was Dan, what's his name from the Newark Star Ledger? He was on the beat with you?
Burke, Don Burke.
No. I was thinking of Dan.
It was Don Burke from the Star Ledger. Okay. It was D'Alessandro.
Dave D'Alessandro
from, okay. Where was Dave?
The record?
Dave might have been the Star Ledger, and
Don Burke was the record.
Might have been the record.
Okay.
And then Michael, you know Michael, man, we were good buddies. The black guy from the Daily News. You know who I'm talking
from
about.
From the Post, Michael George?
No.
Oh.
But anyway. Okay. But anyway. The doubles, what got Cal in trouble in New York was a lot of double speak. A lot of like little subtle things he'd say. And I liked him, but a lot of people didn't because there were little subtle things that were disingenuous. And that's what I'm looking at. Do we have sound, Rob G? Are we using any sound? We don't have to because... Okay, so let's play a little sound. I don't even know what sound's going to play. I bet you it's something disingenuous in it. Go ahead.
We made some critical mistakes at critical times again today. I mean, we had our chances. As good as they played and as many shots as they made, we still had our chances. And both on defense and offense. And when you have a really young team and you look at where did the mistakes come from, they were... fresh. I'll look at other ways that we can do stuff, but this thing here, it's a different animal. We've been able to help so many kids and win so many games and Final Fours, national titles and all this stuff, win league championships with young guys. It's changed on us. It's all of a sudden it's gotten really old. So we're playing teams that our average age is 19, their average age is 24 and 25. So do I change because of that? Maybe add a couple older guys to supplement.
All right, here's the doublespeak. They started two seniors yesterday.
Well, thank you, Chris. Go ahead.
Maybe add a few. How many more older guys you need?
Two seniors out of five. Right.
Right, and a sophomore and two freshmen. All right, that's number one. Then, Rob, did you catch the little I've helped so many young people. I'll get back to that. But how about what he also said? You know, I helped so many kids win so many games, Final Fours, national titles.
He said titles with an S. Titles, plural.
You got one, Kyle. Congratulations. A lot of people don't do that. But you got one title. He throw this little subtle stuff. 24, 25 years old. I was not able to find the ages of the Oakland players. And they did have a couple of fifth year seniors, a couple of fourth year juniors. You know, so they're probably an older team, averages probably 21, 22.
But Chris,
he upped it a little. You know, 24, 25, stop.
I know. And here's the other thing. Why the argument is BS, Chris. Up and down. Can you tell me about the Fab Five?
Chris, thank you.
Can you tell me about did they not make it to the championship their freshman year, all five freshmen?
Thank you.
What are you it's about talent, isn't it? About age? Chris, that was 25 years ago. What are you doing? Oh, the game has changed on us. I got to do something different. That didn't stop the Fab Five. They didn't win the championship, Chris. But they got there twice.
Right.
Freshman and sophomore. What? Right. It's about talent. Come on.
And he's got, Rob, who had the best number one recruiting class in the nation this past year?
Kentucky.
Take a guess. Kentucky. They got the number two recruiting class next year. They got a guy that some think could be the number one pick in the draft.
Stop it. This whole idea of you help people and we did this and we won this and all that. We're not buying that, okay?
Thank you.
With the players that he's had, Chris, John Calipari, who I gave the nickname on television, can't coach Calipari.
But he can recruit, but Rob, I never thought he was much of a game coach.
Chris, I'm sorry. There's no way by happenstance, you would win more just off of talent. Forget off of talent. And he's had a
John
ton of talent.
John Wall, Derrick Rose, Anthony Davis, Devin Booker, Anthony Towns. That's an NBA all-star team.
And you won.
Yeah, you're right. We could keep going.
And you won one championship in 15 years. Somebody I saw on Twitter, and they nailed it, Chris. The Bobby Cox of college basketball. Bobby Cox with the Atlanta Braves. He had three Hall of Fame pitchers, Chris, on the same staff. Three Hall of Fame pitchers on the same staff.
That's one of the best staffs ever.
Right, and they won one championship and won 16
with
straight.
With pitching.
Right.
Well, that's even better than having, like, four of the great hitters.
Because in baseball, in the playoffs, pitching. It's pitching and defense.
Yes, yes. And, Rob, here's the other thing. When Cal says, I've helped so many kids. Look, I do think Cal likes these kids and tries to do right by them and all that. But here's the problem. This is what I mean. The subtle overstatements that make you look better or make you avoid the blame, because he kind of threw his players under the bus. We didn't use that.
Oh, look at all the mistakes by these young players.
He threw his players under the bus. But, Rob, John Wall was heading to the NBA regardless of his college coach. Derrick Rose, Anthony Davis. If they didn't go to Kentucky, they weren't going to Fairleigh Dickinson.
They're going to make it to the NBA.
They weren't going to Essex County Community College, dude.
Stop it.
They were going to Duke. Kansas, Arizona. Stop it, Cal.
Stop.
Come on, Rob.
I'm with you. Stop it. Just, you know what?
It would have been better off just accepting, hey, I got to do better. Dude. We got the best players in the country. I didn't get it done. I got to go back to the lab.
And, Chris, this ain't just about this year. They've won one tournament game in 5 years. This ain't about last night. One tournament game in 5 years.
Right. You're right.
It's the worst stretch in Kentucky history, right? On something like this.
Yep.
That's what you should own up to. I have to be better. I'm not doing a great job. We have talent. There's no way we should lose this game. I'm not knocking the other kids, but we have the talent. And I haven't done my job.
The kid that killed him was a Division II guy.
Right.
He was a transfer. The kid that hit 10 or 20 threes. He took 23 pointers, Rob, and three dribbles.
And he was what? He was like a DoorDash guy or something, right? He's a DoorDash
three dribbles.
Guy.
I don't know. Do your boxing want him?
Thank you.
Maybe put an athletic guy on him and deny him the ball. I don't know. Something like that.
Double him, Chris, and then you know what? Let somebody else make a shot.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness. Cal. Now, here's the last thing I want to throw at you before we go to the listeners, Rob. Do you fire him? Now, obviously, we feel like he should be fired, but here's the rub. If they fire him, Rob, they still owe him $33 million plus. It's like $33,375,000. Just to go away, I would try to meet with him and see if he'll take a buyout for maybe a little over half of that. But that's a whole lot of money to eat just to get rid of. And I get it. He deserves it. He does deserve to be fired.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of money to eat.
But what did we see the Raiders do? With Josh McDaniels. What do you have left, Rob? Three or four years.
But I'm just saying. Ain't like Kentucky's not making money. But
Jimbo Fisher, Chris, they let go. $75 million was on his deal when they let Jimbo Fisher go.
No, I get it.
It can
he
be
was
done.
Worse than Cal, but.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. But it can be done if you want to do it. They got Kentucky has money.
I'm either firing him, and I would take time to obviously you want to mull this over.
Right.
But, or, Rob, you try to get him to take a buyout if he'll do that, but he probably won't. He probably won't want all his money, most of it.
Yeah.
And I would be like, look, this is it. This is your last year. You got to get something. You don't have to necessarily win the national championship, but we better get a deep run. They got the second best recruiting class in the nation, Rob. So they a year where you have the first best class, and now you've got the second best class. I'm putting him, like, at the very least, it's like do or die, Kyle. This is it.
I'm already gone. I want him out. I would be on that class.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.